It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It's still kind of soggy. Now, I'm told it's all going to be rolling out, but keep you updated, I promise, on when that may exactly happen. Now, there's a lot that we have to deal with, of course. The poor folks in Georgia in particular, who are still dealing with Hurricane Helene, and our friends, and a little bit closer, as far as neighbors go, folks down in Southwest Virginia, this is still a major catastrophic event. Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida said, hey, listen, we're good here. We're good. Take whatever assets you've got, whatever stuff you've got, take it somewhere else. We are all good in Florida. Send it somewhere else. And even with all of this going on, we've got the President of the United States who sat on the beach taking a nap. The vice president, guess what she did? She came back for a photo op. They put her at a FEMA-themed desk. They had people sitting around her. But then it was exposed. The vice president does not have any responsibility or authority to do anything with FEMA. So the real FEMA people were not even there. The real FEMA people were trying to do the work. And the real FEMA people, to put it mildly, were PO'd that the VP decided to do a PO. See? Like all those letters? A photo op. But that's what it is. It was the same as pretending that you were the Super Bowl winning quarterback by holding a football. Just absurd stuff. Absolutely ridiculous stuff. I got to talk about Pete Rose. Oh, I know we've got the debate coming up, and we are going to talk about the debate. Make no mistake about it. Our friend Abel Maldonado, former lieutenant governor of the state of California, is going to be with us. I love Abel. I really do. I voted for Abel. I supported Abel. I wanted Abel very much to either be the governor of California when we were living out there. And that didn't quite work out. Then I thought, well, he'd be perfect as Secretary of Agriculture for President Trump. And maybe in this administration. But anyway, Abel will be with us at 4:05. Our good friend Joe Moreno is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, 3:35. Now, we got a lot to talk about with Joe. Remember, he's the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. We'll talk about Jack Smith. We'll talk about some of this January 6th nonsense. We'll talk about Eric Adams up in New York City. And I want to find out if there are any activities underway as we speak to get attorneys into polling places around America. Remember, that's one of the ways that Governor Youngkin won. Governor Youngkin, when he was running against Terry McAuliffe, had teams of poll observers, lawyers all over the Commonwealth, ready to go at a moment's notice to make sure that the election was conducted honestly, fairly, openly, properly. I don't know if President Trump has the resources to have an attorney in every polling place around America. Remember what he told us? Remember what he said at the Richmond Convention Center 2 months ago, whatever it was? He said, it's got to be too big to rig. I agree with him. It does have to be too big to rig. And while we're speaking of rigging, yes, I go back to Pete Rose. Now, let me tell you just a couple of little stories about Pete Rose. Because I know what you're saying, Jeff, you're not really a big baseball guy. Nah, I'm not the world's biggest baseball guy. I will happily watch the Red Sox, because I'm married into a Red Sox family. And I think back to the time when I was a kid and we were watching the Philadelphia Phillies. I loved Greg Luzinski. If you remember the Bull, Greg Luzinski probably weighed about 300 pounds. And he, seriously, he had like this big beer belly that hung over his belt. And his uniform always, well, it looked like it was the uniform of a guy who had a big beer belly that hung over his belt. But he would get to the plate, man, and he would swing and that ball would be gone. And I think the reason that he hit so many home runs was so he didn't have to run, you know, because that way he could walk the bases. But I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I did have interaction with Pete Rose in another venue. Pete Rose was part of WrestleMania. Yep, when WrestleMania took place up at what was then called the Fleet Center in Boston. I think it's again called the Boston Garden or the TD Garden, but it was known as the Fleet Center then. And that was my introduction to WrestleMania. I'm not going to sit here and say I have a long history with Vince McMahon. I don't. Although I'm watching Mr. McMahon on Netflix for the second time. Now, you know who does have a long history? Is my physician, the best doctor in all of Virginia, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian. Yes, I'm giving him a shameless plug because he's a great guy. And he worked, he was the medical director for WWF for like 5 years. His daughters kind of grew up backstage. But my introduction to WrestleMania activities, because we all worked sort of as, I guess now we call everybody enhancement talent, but we were jobbers. We were the guys that would lose to make the other guys look good. It's part of the business. It's a very important part of the business. And this was the first time I was ever involved with WrestleMania, which is incredible. But you may or may not recall that Pete Rose was part of that WrestleMania. Pete Rose came out to the ring and started running down Boston, running down all the Boston teams, talking about Bill Buckner, all this stuff. And then he got a tombstone pile driver or two and did a stretcher job to the back. And I was in the back when he jumped off the stretcher. Went, man, that was fun. So that was my interaction with Pete Rose. And he was one of the nicest guys I had ever met. The idea that Pete Rose, who was a superstar, because you may or may not remember that particular WrestleMania is where the Stone Cold Steve Austin guy gets to the top. He wins the title there. He beats Shawn Michaels. You know who else was there? Do you remember? Mike Tyson. Tyson was friendly in the back, believe it or not. But Pete Rose was just an absolute delight. Now, fast forward a number of years. My dad and my mom have retired. Right. They worked their entire lives, lived their entire lives in Philadelphia. My mom retired. She was a med-surg nurse, 40 plus years. My dad worked 42 years for the federal government after he got out of the army and the military police. And then, you know, they got to an age where, well, it's the law. They had to retire and move to Florida. So that's what they did. And they were retired, I don't know, 2 weeks before my mom said to me, your dad's got to get another job. He's driving me freaking crazy. And sure enough, my dad went and got a job. And he got a job at Office Depot, the local Office Depot. So it got him out of the house, gave him some place to go because he didn't play golf. And there was a guy who came in one day looking for office supplies. And they went up, this particular guy was walking around and people were walking up to him. And then he finally came upon my dad. My dad was wearing, I guess, like an Office Depot polo shirt or something. And the guy walked up and said, excuse me, could you help me? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. What can I do for you? And he's telling him, well, you know, I've got this restaurant next door we're opening up, and he was going down the list. We need pens, we need writing tablets, we need this, we need that. My dad's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Sure, let me help you out. And I guess my dad grabbed one of the carts at Office Depot, and these two guys are walking around the store and getting their office supplies. And this guy says to my dad, so where are you from? Because in Florida, for the most part, everybody's from somewhere else. He says, oh, we're from Philadelphia. And Pete Rose, my dad doesn't know it's Pete Rose. And Pete Rose says to him, he says, oh, you know, I spent a couple of years in Philadelphia. And he said, oh, did you work there? I guess Pete Rose thought he was ribbing him. He said, yeah, I did work there for a couple of years. Oh, that's great. What do you do? And it was at that point, I guess, that Pete Rose realized my dad didn't have a flipping clue who he was. And Pete Rose decided, man, I like this guy. This guy's not out to be friends with me because I'm Pete Rose. He doesn't even know who I am or what I do. And so he got the order, and somebody delivered it over there. And the kid, I guess, who delivered it came back and said, hey, to my dad, hey, Mr. Katz, yeah. You know, I took your delivery over there to Pete Rose. My father said, oh, well, thank you very much. Again, the kid's waiting, like, it's Pete Rose. And my dad said, yeah, that's the guy who's got the restaurant next door, which, by the way, was called Pete Rose's. Right there on Glades Boulevard in Boca. And the long story was that Pete Rose used to come back into the Office Depot personally to buy pens and paper and envelopes. He always asked for my dad. And then he always invited my dad to come over to the restaurant, have a sandwich, have a beer after work. And they got to be very, very friendly. Now, look, Pete Rose was not hanging out at my folks' house in the backyard or anything like that. And my dad was not hanging out at Pete Rose's home. But during their work days, they became like the best of buddies. Mainly, I have to say, because my dad did not know who Pete Rose was. And he wasn't asking him to sign baseballs. He wasn't asking for 8x10s. He wasn't asking for tickets to games. He didn't ask him, geez, how come you bet on the games? None of that. Because my dad was blissfully unaware. And even as Pete Rose was trying to smarten him up through a couple of years, you know, I play baseball. I was pretty good at it, too. And I played here, and I was in Philly, and I was in Montreal. And I guess they had a big discussion about Montreal at some point. My dad told me later on, because, I told him that, you and your girlfriend then became my wife. Yeah, you guys like Montreal. And he said, there's some good places up there. And he said he spent a lot of time in Cincinnati, and I said, my son was in Cincinnati for, I don't know, it was like a month. He got there, and then the radio station got sold, and so 4 weeks later, everybody, oh, no kidding. And Pete knew the radio station. I mean, it was just so crazy that these two guys who really had nothing in common except that they were both very polite and very friendly, wound up being kind of buddies. And my dad would just go over there all the time. And people would say, oh, can you take us over to meet Pete Rose? And my dad's response was no. And I do believe that was one of the things that Pete Rose liked about my dad. Having said all of that, can I say something? Can I say this, please? Pete Rose ought to be in the Hall of Fame. There should be no discussions about it. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Rambo in Black Creek, who we all know is actually Mike over in, I forget the name of the place. Remember, he's the guy who was talking about that the ugly R word, and I said, this is probably not the show for you. Well, he still listens. He just hasn't figured out that the phone number comes up on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Carpetbagger, go back to Philadelphia. Were you with, I guess he means were you with Pete Rose when he got kicked out of Major League Baseball for gambling? Ugh. All right, if you would like to send an intelligent, well-thought-out text, I would love to see it. Just send it to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 323, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday. I believe we've still got a couple of tickets left for Politics and Pints. Crazy to think about it because we're about 2 weeks away. It's October the 16th. It's coming up. If you'd like to go, I would head on over right now, WRVA.com. Get those tickets while you can get them, because once they are gone, they are gone. John Amos has passed away. Man, it's like all bad news, right? John Amos, 84 years old. Pete Rose, 83. Dikembe Mutombo was, well, I see, 53, 54? I mean, that's... Well, anyway, let me get to a couple of nice texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Tony in Henrico says, Jeff, does Pete Rose stay involved with baseball, such as coaching young kids? Well, Pete Rose is dead, so I would say the answer is no. He does not stay involved with baseball. 757, Jeff, thank you for your story about Pete Rose and your dad. It put a smile on my face on a day when the world is filled with bad news. My basement is leaking, and the dogs are puking everywhere. Wow. Yikes. 804, do you have concerns about George Soros getting express treatment on the approval to take over 200 radio stations? Could this be to limit could this be to limit conservative talk radio? Bruce, could be. And an RVA says, Jeff, I agree. What Pete Rose did should not keep him out of the Hall of Fame. He was one of the best players of all time. Yep. I mean, you know, may not like him, but he was one hell of a player. Best lawyer anywhere, Joe Moreno. He's next right here. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Little rainy, but I am told it's all going to be moving out. So that is great. We'll get through it. And then once that is gone, FYI, it appears that we've got sunny or partly sunny skies for the next week, which would be good to kind of... you know, dry out some of this rain. About a half hour from now, an old friend of mine, Abel Maldonado. Abel is the former lieutenant governor of the state of... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
California is the last Republican in that office. I believe he's actually the last statewide elected Republican in California. And that's not going to be changing anytime soon. But he's going to be with us at 4:05. Lay out a little bit what it is that we might expect this evening as J.D. Vance and Tim Walz go head to head. It's going to be interesting. And there's a lot of stuff going on legally. You know, the mayor of New York has now been indicted, but he said it's all racial. Anyway, I want to get updated on that and Jack Smith, and there's some developments on the January 6th matters, and I am curious to know, are we going to have attorneys positioned at polling places around America for President Trump like Governor Youngkin did? Well, I've got legal questions, and the only guy that I trust with anything legal, as you know, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor himself, Joe Moreno, counselor. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is always ours. I'm not sure where you want to start, so I'm going to ask you, take a look at your old stomping grounds of New York, the mayor of New York City now facing federal charges.
Yeah, I mean, pretty embarrassing as a New Yorker, where I feel like we had 20 solid years of cleaning up the streets, both first with Rudy Giuliani and then with Mike Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. Two decades of really tightening up things up there, followed by now a decade of just an absolute mess, and capped off with this latest mayor who's now been charged. And it's really seedy kind of stuff, right? It's taking money from Turkish businessmen and possibly the Turkish government to basically give favors in terms of a Turkish consulate being built in Midtown Manhattan and not having to get certain permits. It also has to do with straw donors, which are basically people that collect money from a source and then pretend to be donating that money personally to get around campaign contribution caps. So, you know, it's a big mess. And for him to kind of play the race card, I mean, look, you know, this is, the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York is an African-American, very smart prosecutor, tough guy. You know, to say that a Democrat-controlled Justice Department is bringing charges that are racially based, I don't know, it's pretty weak.
Talk a little bit about the idea that these are federal charges to begin with. The federal government, unlike a lot of things that many of us have experienced, I was a police officer. We had a district attorney in my case in Philadelphia. There were a lot of cases that came in, a lot of cases that went out. The U.S. attorneys have the ability to have the FBI investigating something for years before they bring charges. And what is it, like a 90-95% conviction rate?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. So the idea that these were cooked up just recently is absurd.
Yeah.
And yes, this is probably considered the premier federal prosecutor's office in the country, right? Maybe followed by the Eastern District of New York and the Eastern District of Virginia, where I practiced.
Right.
So, I mean, but some of the top offices, they're not going to bring a case like this against a sitting Democrat mayor without approval of the highest levels of the Justice Department and the FBI.
Right.
So again, this is not some rogue prosecutor doing whatever he wants. This has gone through many, many levels of vetting in order to bring these charges, and I have no doubt they are serious.
All right, so it is not a matter of, oh, well, Mayor Adams said this, this, and this 60 days ago, we're going to nail him.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's kind of what I thought. I mean, it's going to be interesting. He's promising to fight, and I'm sure there will be some big-name New York attorneys that will stand with him, take the case. But, boy, it would seem to me that his goose is probably cooked. It's just a matter of when they're going to actually take it out and serve it.
Bribery charges can be surprisingly difficult because of how the Supreme Court has set certain requirements, which actually stem from our former Virginia governor, McDonnell.
Yeah.
So you have to show a very explicit quid pro quo, which has made those cases more difficult, like a very explicit, I give you this in return for that. So now I'm sure the Justice Department took that into account when they brought these charges. But just to make a point, that is has become more difficult, although they just did it in New Jersey, right, with Senator Menendez.
Yep.
And then there's that straw donor scheme. That's much easier to prove. And there's some talk that there is at least one Turkish businessman who's cooperating with the FBI.
Right.
So if that's the case, that is not a difficult case to make.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, people sometimes forget, and I want to remind everybody that former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe, people sometimes forget, particularly on the federal level, you know, everybody trades up. And by the time you get something like this, by the time you get a prosecution brought against a figure like that, you've got people behind the scenes that were already caught, lower level players who say, hey, I know this looks good, but guess what? I can give you the mayor. Or I can give you this guy, and it's going to be interesting. Now, you mentioned the premier legal sites, right? Eastern District of New York, Southern District of New York, Eastern District of Virginia. Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, I think, comes into play. And Jack Smith is he still all wound up?
So, you know, there's talk about what the October surprise going to be this year.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jack Smith is doing all he can to be that October surprise. Oh. So what he's done is, because if you recall a few months ago, the Supreme Court set some pretty tight standards around how you can prosecute a president and basically said you cannot prosecute a president for engaging in official acts, right? Official acts of his or her presidential powers, right?
Right.
And not only that, you can't introduce any evidence regarding official acts to prove any other crimes. So you really have to scrub those kinds of charges and all that kind of evidence from a prosecution like the one that Jack Smith has brought in D.C.
Okay.
So what has been done now the last couple of months? Well, it's gone back to Judge Chutkan in D.C. She has said to Jack Smith, okay, go through all your evidence and scrub out or flag anything that you feel should still be allowed to be in your prosecution. So what has he done? He has spent 2 months compiling 200 pages outlining his entire case and all his charges and all his evidence, and he wants to just dump this in a public filing with some redactions, he says, for the most sensitive information. And he wants to drop this on the public. So basically, he wants to try his entire case in a document 6 weeks before an election, even though there's no trial anywhere on the horizon. It reeks of the most egregious misuse of the justice system. And I got to tell you, as a lawyer personally, when I look at the media, I mean, no offense, I expect that kind of one-sidedness from the media for at least the last 20 years. But from the legal system, up until now, it's been pretty clean. I mean, if you recall, even under President Trump, he did not prosecute Hillary Clinton for her very bad classified document mishandling. Remember John Durham, who was the special counsel looking into Russiagate? Yeah. Bill Barr specifically made him wait to reveal his findings until after the 2020 election because he did not want to interfere with the election. Here, Jack Smith is doing everything he can to interfere with this election. And far from being coy about it, he is absolutely upfront. He has said multiple times he believes it's his duty to bring this information about Donald Trump to light before the election. It's just it's repugnant from a lawyer's perspective. It is against every Justice Department regulation and rule and basic concept of what the judicial system is supposed to be, that you do not let politics infect a prosecution. It should be about the law and the facts and protecting the rights of the defendant. And that includes staying out of politics.
Now, is this in the lap of Judge Chutkan then to decide whether Jack Smith gets to release this and have his sort of show trial publicly?
Exactly. So the Trump team had until today to file its motion to basically argue why this should not be made public. And Judge Chutkan then gives herself about a week to decide. So right around a month before Election Day, I think it's a pretty safe bet that we're going to get a dump of documents about a week from now.
Wow. Now, no offense to you, Counselor, but this stinks to high heaven, and that's coming from somebody who has been playing in the media for a long time. So I know nonsense, and this is filled with, it truly is embarrassing on every level.
Now, Jeff, believe me, as an attorney, as a prosecutor, I think it's abhorrent. And I don't understand the degree. I understand that we feel strongly about our political figures these days. And I think Donald Trump, he engenders a degree of both love and hate that I've never seen before. And people are absolutely within their rights to like him, to support him, to not like him, vote against him, whatever.
That's right.
But this piling on of these cases, the Letitia James civil case, the Alvin Bragg criminal case, the Fannie Willis criminal case. I mean, these were disasters. I mean, these were ridiculous misuses of the judicial system. Jack Smith's case in Florida, which has now been thrown out, this one in D.C. that he's hanging on to for bare life just to kind of get whatever he can out of it. It's grotesque. And I'd like to think that we can get past this in the future. But if the left thinks that they're going to do this, and then it can never be turned back on them someday, I mean, that's just like a fool errand. I mean, why would they think that? Once they've unleashed this, it's hard to put it back in the box.
That's exactly right. Well, Joe, I can't believe it. We're out of time here, but I want you to remind everybody, number one, where they can follow you on social media, where they can read some of your writings now online. You got some great stuff out there.
Hey, it's josephmoreno.com. It's Joseph Moreno on X. I write for The Spectator, which is a fantastic conservative periodical. It comes out of the UK, but we have a US edition, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, again, I encourage people, get out and vote. I mean, it's such a critical election from a political perspective, a legal perspective, a citizen's perspective. So please don't hesitate. Vote, get your family members to vote, get your friends to vote, but make it happen.
Absolutely. Joe, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Joe Moreno, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Some really interesting insight there. And Joe says in about a week or so, he thinks that's the so-called October surprise, that about 200 pages or more of documents and information from this Jack Smith up in D.C. is going to be dropped again in an effort to torpedo President Trump. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Absolutely. That's the way this whole thing works, right? Tomorrow is also Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the year. I explained this the other day that actually in Judaism, we have a couple of New Years. It's really weird. I don't know. We got a lot of complicated stuff going on. But I'm not going to be here tomorrow. That's the whole point of me sharing that with you. It begins at sundown this evening. And there's some people who take 2 days off. I'm going to take 1 day off. And I think it's important for me to take the day off. And I know you're thinking, oh, what are you going to do? You sit around. Well, I think it's important because I want to remind everybody that we in the Jewish community are, in fact, actually a very, very big part of the community writ large. You know what I mean? So this always gives me the opportunity to chat a little bit about it. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's it. No big deal. Don't worry about it. A nice email here. Do you mind if I, not an email, a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. The reason I mentioned email, let me share the email with you first. I'm not actually going to share the email because it's a series of ridiculous emails. There's a guy in Henrico by the name of Larry. And Larry loves sending these moronic, hateful emails. And I see them pop up. And for the most part, I don't even open them because I know it's going to be the same sort of nonsense about Donald Trump and what a terrible person I am and blah, blah, blah. So Larry spends a lot of time putting them together, which is kind of stupid on his part, but I don't think he's exactly the brightest bulb on the porch anyway. So he does that. Well, the last one he sent, he mentioned Julia. And he had it right in the subject line, your daughter. And I thought, all right, lunatic. So what I have done, I sent him a note saying, you know, don't ever, ever even think about chatting about my daughter. You know, that's just not going to happen. But in addition to that, I also tracked him down. And so I know exactly who he is and where he is. And I've just advised him, you know, you just got to go away. I mean, you want to listen to the show. That's fine. You want to be angry with things that are said. That's okay, too. But don't ever, ever contact me and say anything about my daughter. That's just outrageous. The flip side of it is Joe in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, getting us on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, mentions my little guy, Joe. Now, that's okay. He says, Jeff, I'm just curious. You keep mentioning Joe and Emily. Did he say goodbye to Ithaca? No. He has changed his major, so this semester he's back home doing a bunch of classwork locally, and then he'll head back to the frozen tundra when it's even more frozen for the so-called spring semester. Coming up in a moment, former Lieutenant Governor of California, Abel Maldonado, on the VP Debate, 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.